Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Please be upstanding with an ovation that communicates hunger, expectation, and honor. Help me receive our mother, a matriarch in the gospel, Mommy Funke Felix Adejimo. God bless you.
Thank you.
Holy, holy, Lord Almighty. It's a privilege to worship you. Make our honor, it's an honor just to stand before.
People here tonight, but Lord, we bring all the crowns upon our heads to honor you and to worship you, maker of heaven and the earth. Lord Jesus, head of the church, we praise you tonight. Sweet Holy Spirit, we adore you. Thank you. Please have your way tonight and bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have worshipped. And everybody will shout a big amen. I want you to raise your hands above your head and salute the only monarch of the universe, Jesus, the rewriter of history, the changer of destiny. Give him a big hand, a big hand, a big hand, a big hand. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may please be seated. Good evening, everyone. You're so special, and it's an honor to be bringing God's precious word to you tonight. I give God all the praise and all the glory. Please help me celebrate Apostle Joshua Selman. I thank God for you, Apostle. I truly, truly honor you and appreciate you. Blessed be the womb that bore you. Blessed be the breast that gave you suck. The Lord will prolong your days, and it shall continually be well with you. I thank God for his team and everyone that has taken care of us since we got in yesterday. And I think we've gained some weight. Koinonia, you are so special. We thank God for you. And the Lord bless you. I thank God for all the servants of God in the house. Please permit me to just honor all of you as Apostle also did. Baba, we thank God for you, sir. The Lord will keep you strong. Baba Onibugu, in the name of Jesus. Honor appreciates honor. Please celebrate all the servants of God in the house. The Lord bless you. Dr. Paul from Cameroon, Apostle Felix from South Africa, and your dear wife, and every one of you, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Help me honor my darling husband, Bishop Felix Remy Adejumo. Better do it very well so I can preach well tonight. Thank you. Michelle Obama said, only secure men can marry accomplished women. My husband is a great gift of God to me. Thank you. Thank you. He taught me how to preach, and he's secure enough to let me shine. He tells me regularly, don't die under my shadow. That's a great man. There are too many insecure husbands in the world. An insecure man is a coward. My husband is a blessing. One more time, celebrate him for me. Thank you. There is no honor I'll give to any human being on earth until I've given it to my husband. And it's not a gift to him. He earned it. I love you, Dal. And you know that if Jesus tarries, we will still be here a long time. Thank you, Pastor D and your wife. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ayo. Koinonia, you have one of the best choirs in the world. Honestly. And I mean it. I was just whispering to Dunsing. I said, you are so in the spirit. Because what the Lord laid on my heart to share with you tonight, you just kicked it off. You kicked it off. God bless you all. You will sing in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Apostle has told me to speak on a theme titled, Winning with God. Winning with God. And in the place of prayer, the Lord guided my heart as to how to go about this. God created each and every one of us as winners. It is an aberration for you to fail. It is not God's counsel. But if you fail, God has made provision, remedy for it. But I want you to know tonight that God is turning things around in your favor. Remember, your amen must be very loud. There are many keys to winning with God. A relationship with him, being born again, loving him and serving him according to Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Matthew 22, 37. With all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy power, with everything that you have. That's one way, one key to winning with God. Fasting, praying, being in the right relationship. There are many factors. There are many things. But the one the Lord laid strongly on my heart tonight is what we are going to do. And I'm kicking off from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 6. We have 23 verses there, and I'm going to read everything. The word of God is powerful. 2 Samuel chapter 6, beginning from verse number 1. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of firewood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. This is November. So November is almost ending. December, January, February. By the last day in the month of February, you will do emergency thanksgiving. Even the joke of a prophet is a prophecy. And I'm not joking. Take note of every word that comes from this altar. This program is prayed up. Just like Obed-Edom, in 3 months' time, in fact, you will have done many emergency thanksgiving. Because there will be back-to-back miracles for you. Verse number 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpets. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. I bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be louder than your neighbor's own. I stand upon Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 25. I bless you with the blessings of the breast, and I bless you with the blessings of the womb. And protects the child. you will be nurtured and protected. With the blessings of the breast, you will not be at the mercy of your enemies. I like your amen. You will not be at the mercy of your mockers. Genesis chapter 19 and verse number 19. Genesis 19, 19. There is something called the magnified mercy of God. May Jehovah magnify his mercies to you. Whether you are physically here or you are online, there's an unction that just came upon my head right now. And that's the reason I passed to bless you. I decree that the Lord will be unusually kind to you. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 25. Proverbs 25, 25. The Bible says, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news. Good news. Good news. Good news from a far country. You will hear good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. If you have your phone here, carry your phone, put it very close to your ears. I stand upon that scripture. You will hear good news and good news and good news and good news and good news. Revelations chapter number 5 and verse number 5. Revelations 5, 5. The Bible says, weep no more. Weep no more. Whatever you have been weeping over, I decree unto you, weep no more. God is about to turn something around in your life. My husband says, when God turns to you, it becomes your turn. Get ready because it's about to become your turn. If you don't like a female preacher, you better see me as Mr. Dejumo for the next 1 hour. The Lord is about to turn unto you. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. John chapter 3 and verse number 27. John 3, 27. A man can receive nothing except it be given to him from above. We are connected to God and therefore we receive from above for you. Whatever you lack most, you will have most. Anytime God wants to bless a man, he sends somebody. Anytime the devil wants to finish a man, he sends somebody. Anytime God wants to bless a man, he sends a man and his word. I am sent tonight to you to tell you, get ready for change of address, change of address, change of address. Take your seat. That's not the message. Just take your seat. Let's finish that scripture. Let's finish that scripture. Second Samuel chapter 6. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people. That's what I just did now. That's number 19. And the death among God, the people, and even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men. Nobody was left. To everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. By the time you are departing on Sunday night, you will carry in your hand cake, blessings, wine. Blessings that will look like a lie. We're going to be singing a lot tonight. I'm just introducing the message. Blessings that will look like a lie. Verse 20. We're almost done. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servant and of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord, which chose me before your father and before all his house, to appoint the ruler, me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. Two more verses. And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight. And of the many servants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. The last verse. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. Sad. Let me begin by sharing with you this key that helps you to win with God tonight. It is called the key of praise, or the key of thanksgiving, or the key of gratitude. And please don't preempt me. Don't think you know what I'm talking about. We are all being held by the Holy Spirit tonight. And get ready, because something is about to shift. It has even begun. It's already shifting. I just read out to you one of the experiences of one of the greatest men that lived on earth. David. I've been to Israel many times. And every time I go to Israel with my husband, I always want to go to where David was buried. Unlike where Saul was buried. When you get to where David was buried, you will know that a king sleeps here. Velvet, harp, crown, you see them on the wall. David, the only man in the Old Testament that was allowed by God to operate in the offices of a king, of a priest, and of a prophet. Revelation chapter 1, beginning from verse 5 to 6. That's ours. But David transcended. I remember the first time my husband and I went to Israel. That was when Jerusalem was being celebrated as the capital city, marking the 3,000th year that David declared it as a capital city. We were given some scrolls and we signed, so we are a part of Israel. David was the only man that was allowed by God to operate as a priest, as a king, as a prophet. In the Old Testament, Saul tried it, he failed. Even Samson missed it. David ruled as a king and saw his son on the throne. 1 Kings chapter 1. David was the one that prophesied. Psalm 22, talking about Jesus on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 23, talking about Jesus in the grave. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. He prophesied about Jesus' resurrection. Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That was the only man in the Bible that... One man, come, run here. That God, the Almighty, the Ancient One, old but not old fashioned, the God that does not expire, decided that when he came to planet Earth, he will be called the Son of David. Bartimaeus, while Jesus was going, said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says Jesus stood still. Not even Abraham. Thou Son of David. How can God be somebody's son? David. It is one of the encounters of David I just read out to you today. Thank you. Mere man, mortal man, but he understood the mandate. He understood that Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 21 says, these people have I formed. He understood that mantle, that mandate for myself. They shall shoot forth my praise. Thanksgiving or praise or worship is the rent you pay for your space on earth. When you stop giving God thanks, praise, worship, you are saying that your tenancy should expire. Ungrateful people are not bad. They are evil. Evil. David cornered God. He knew how to repent on time. You know the book of Psalm 51. David, when he sings, he knows how to corner. But David understood the mandate of praise. No wonder he kept winning and winning and winning. In this scripture, there are many characters that I would have loved to analyze for you. But I want to really concentrate on seven things tonight that I will make you do. Because that is the next key for your next level. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have studied the word. I'm sent to you to show you how life can be simplified. The key of gratitude, the key of praise, the key of worship. So that when you cannot trace God, you will still be able to praise him. When your 2 + 2 is not equal to 4, you will have understood that seasons are seasonal and that every problem, every challenge has an expiry date. And you will not allow the devil to take this key from you. A priest called Abinadab had the privilege of keeping the ark of God in his house for 20 years. So his sons Uzzah and Ahio were familiar with the ark. This particular day, David decided to bring the ark and return it to Jerusalem. And the Bible says that the ark shook. And because Uzzah, the ark lived in their house for 20 years, he was so used to the ark, he touched the ark, thinking he would help God. Maturity is proximity without familiarity. How do you know you are mature? When you are in close proximity, but you refuse to commit the sin of familiarity. Maturity is proximity without familiarity. Those of you that are in the ministry, please don't be familiar with the ark. Those of you that are privileged to be EAs and PAs, to ministers of the gospel, be close according to Joshua, but leave a gap. Those of you that are armor bearers and you serve ministers of God, you see it when your daddy is angry. You see his weaknesses. You see when he's human. You see the moment he has an issue with his wife. You see everything. You enter their bedroom. You see the weaknesses and the vulnerability of their children. Be careful. Because Hebrews 5, beginning from verse 1, particularly verse 4, tells us that even the best of us, the high priest, is taken from among men. God saw them like that. He still chose them. Be careful. Those of you that have anything to do with the altar of God, in church, in conferences, anywhere, be careful. Maturity is proximity without familiarity. If you are a keyboardist, make sure that the keyboard is never, never, ever dirty. If you don't have anything to clean it, use your tie to clean it. Those of you playing drums, playing guitar, those of you singing in the choir, make sure you are not familiar with the ark. Growth is measured by what we outgrow. Acts chapter 17 and verse number 30. Acts 17, 30. The time of ignorance God has winked at. If you have been familiar with the ark before, God has winked at it. But from tonight, carry the ark well. Carry the ark well. Don't allow your children in church to be running helter-skelter on the altar. After service, running to beat the drums, running anyhow. Be careful. Handle it well. Uzzah felt that, what is it? Is it not an ordinary box? He forgot that it is the box inside which there was a concentrated presence of God. Those of you that are pastors, be careful how you treat the sheep. Be careful what goes on in counseling rooms. Please don't mess up people because you have the advantage of nurturing and keeping the ark. Tread softly. Take care of the sheep. Those of you ladies that your necks cannot stand once you see a man of God, whether he's married or not. Hey, daddy, be careful. Ministers that don't know how to honor God. Praise and worship in church is not your business. They will be doing it. Be careful. Those of you that steal from the offering bucket, be careful. When it has to do with the kingdom, be careful. Uzzah was used to the ark and he lost his life. And when that happened, David became afraid. The Bible said it. Became afraid of God. Then I think David went back to the scroll to study, why did this happen to us? Why was there a breach? And he realized that the ark was supposed to be carried on the shoulders of consecrated men. So he repented and made arrangements. And then this second chance, the Bible says that David and the people danced before the Lord. You want to win with God, learn to put on your dancing shoes, whether there is music or there is no music. And I love what the Bible says, that as they were dancing, after six paces means 18 feet, David will say, stop! I remember 1 Kings chapter 16 when I was in the bush and God sent prophet Samuel to locate me. He would slaughter and he would dance. After 18 feet, David would say, stop! I remember when the lion and the bear came and God delivered me. He will dance, he will slaughter, and they will move on. 18 feet, David will say, stop! I remember when Saul was going to pin me to the wall with the javelin, and God helped me to escape. He will dance, and he will slaughter. And you wonder why God said, I have found David, a man after my heart. And you wonder why Psalm 89 and verse number 27 says, thou hast made him thy firstborn. You will make him, talking about David, Psalm 89, your firstborn. The secrets of champions are in their stories. Let's pull back the curtains and go back to the old ancient landmarks and see how it is done. John chapter number 4. God is seeking those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. When last did you wet your makeup before God? When last did you lie prostrate before Jehovah? When you needed that job, you remember how you prayed? After the job arrived and you now have a secretary, you have a PA, people can carry your bag, they can fly you around the world. When last? The first time in my life that I will fly business class, I got on that flight and I went on my knees to give thanks to the Lord, the one that bought the ticket. The first time I will fly first class, I was going with my husband, traveling with my husband to South Africa. I did not kneel down. I laid prostrate. You know that aisle? So passengers will come. They will see a woman on the floor and they will go back to go and walk this way. I'm sure I embarrassed my husband so thoroughly that day. The crew member came and said, madam, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. I'm thanking the one that bought the tickets. You find me on the plane, first class or no first class. I bought the aircraft. Till Jesus comes, you will find me on my knees. Some of you have been on the same flight with me. That's the first thing I do. Once I get to my seat, I kneel down. When you hear something like, who dash monkey banana? Some of you don't even understand it. The monkey is an animal that loves banana. And the monkey can climb trees. But God in his omnipotent, I don't even know how to describe you, Lord, has ensured that the only tree the monkey cannot climb is the banana tree. So if you find banana in the hand of a monkey, Nadash. When last did you relieve Psalm 103 beginning from verse 1? When last did you fast to remind God, Lord, when it was a quarter to shame, you showed up? When last did you carry that baby to the altar to say, God, I remember when the doctor said I couldn't have a child. See me today. It's Thanksgiving day. You put your hand in your pocket and you'll be dashing God money. You have become so psychedelic now. Nobody can even tell you to give thanks to the Lord. Since God showed this to me, He has continued to buy the tickets. I'm here tonight to remind you, church, this session that God has given me the privilege to handle is about gratitude. It's a very strange session. I had to teach so you will understand what I'm trying to say. It is a very strange session because of the instructions that I'm going to be giving you now. You as a man, when last did you wake your wife up to thank her for marrying you? Who would have married you 15 years ago the way you look? When last did you thank your wife for the food that she put on the table? Here you are, uncle, complaining about salt. You of all people that should be homeless. Let me quickly chip this in. The last verse of that scripture, before I start giving you instructions, speaks about my car. There was a year in my life that the Lord instructed me to study the lives of women that did not end well. She was one of the women I studied. And I stopped condemning her. Her problem was that she did not handle bitterness. In 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 19, was it not my car that helped David to escape? And she offended 2 Samuel. Thank you. And she offended her father. But after David became the king, David started marrying wives. You remember that Micah remarried. And after David came back, David sent for her, "Give me back my wife." The new husband put his hands on his head and followed my car to show you that she was a good woman. Good wife. But she didn't deal with bitterness. Those of you that always do anniversary of your husband's adultery, I pity you. Did you know today's date is November? It is the third year of your... Those of you that your mother-in-law has offended you, your brother-in-law has offended you, the usher in church has, everybody has offended you, you put them here. Bitterness, bitterness, bitterness. While David returned to bless his household, my car was cursed. Forgive in advance. Release people. It helps you to worship and to give thanks. So tonight, I want to bring to the foreburner the seven kinds of praise. And when I mention and I explain, we will act it out. And after the seventh one, I pray with you and take my seat. Number one is what is called Todah. T-O-D-A-H. Remember our mandate in Isaiah 43:21? Todah. What does it mean? It means to give thanks and praise for what God is going to do. 1 Samuel chapter 1. It means to use your Samuel that you are about to conceive to give thanks to the Lord. Lord, if you will give me this child, I will dedicate this child to you. That is the Todah kind of praise. You give that praise in anticipation of a good end. Because Isaiah 50:23 says, whosoever praises me glorifies me. Therefore, everybody, rise up. Whatever you are trusting God for between now and the next General Assembly, it's time for you to give thanks for it. It's a prophetic instruction. You want to be married? Give thanks. Is anybody still sitting down? You want to carry a child? Give thanks. Are you giving thanks? Instrumentalists, I need you seriously now. This is Todah. Give thanks. Between now and the next General Assembly, give thanks. Don't wait for any music. Just let God hear your voice. We are doing 7. This is number 1. I've laid the foundation for you. I thank you, Lord. Thank him for that visa. Thank him for that house. Thank you for the wedding. Thank him for the marriage. Thank him for the baby. God is here in our midst and is watching. You better give thanks to the Lord. You better dance before him in anticipation. Dance. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have given thanks. I want to hear your amen. So once I stop the prayers, I have 6 more now. Once I stop the prayers, I want to be hearing, excuse me, if I get undignified. You don't know, lie, I know what he has done. Don't sing, I don't know if you are, if you are here. That song, we're going to sing it 7 times. So tell your neighbor, excuse me, oh, many battles, many scars. You think I'm joking tonight? I have a backup that cannot back out. God is here and is marching. Give thanks for your ministry. Give thanks. Hallelujah. So, when we sing that song, Joseph will lead us once, and then we'll move to the next one. Remember, the first one is Todah. T-O-D-A-H. You dance in anticipation for what is coming. A great Nigeria that is coming. A blessing that is coming.
The number of my scars, my victory, that's why my praise has never been the same as yours. The number of my scars and the number of my victories, that's why my praise, that's why my praise can never be the same as bum, 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 bum. Say, excuse me. I sure eat. I get undignified. You don't know. Like I know. For me. Somebody say, excuse me.
The Lord say this to me. God is about to collapse time for your sake. You don't understand what I just declared now. Sometime ago, my husband and I, we went to France and even South Africa. We went to a place where they call it the winery, where they produce wine. And our guide was showing us different wines. He said, this one is 15 years old. That one is 30 years old. That one is something years old. But in the book of John chapter 2, Jesus said, put the water there, bring it out. He collapsed time.
I will sing, I will shout, I will dance, I will let them know. Hey! I will sing, I will shout, I will dance, dance. I will let them know. Somebody say, say I will sing, I will shout, I will dance.
So, we just finished with Toda. The second one, the second level of praise is Barak. B-A-R-A-K. What does it mean? It means to kneel down, to bless in adoration, in reverence. Because of our peculiar situation, we won't do that. We will dance again. This one, we are just saying God, just for who you are. This one is not about wedding or baby or anything. Just because you are God, we want to sound undignified. Just say undignified.
Many battles, many struggles, but God has been there for me, fighting for me. Come on, I shall hear. Hey, many battles. Of who you are, win it for me. The number of my scars, the number of my, and the number of my, that's why my praise. The number of my scars, for who you are, for who you are, Jesus. Yeah. Bop, 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 bop. Excuse me. So you don't know, like I know what he has done for me.
When I'm worshiping God in church, some people think I'm dramatic. When I was born, almost 63 years ago, people gathered to cry for my father. A girl, what can she become? See what the Lord has done today. 2 years I could not walk because the devil knows that I will use these feet to serve Jesus. And you are telling me not to be undignified? Are you kidding me? If you are a pastor here and you are not dancing, I suspect your call. You are in business and you are not dancing tonight. The third level of praise. The third one, we are done with Toda. We are done with Barak. The third one is Shadak. S-H-A-D-A-K. What does it mean? It is a kind of praise that addresses the Lord with a loud song.
I will sing, I will dance, I will sing, aha! I will not jump now! Somebody is not shouting, I will sing, I will shout! I will not jump now! I want you to shout, I will sing, I will shout! I will not jump now! For you, I will not jump now! When you shout, I said your shout, your shout is a prize. See me as I'm shouting. Somebody shout. Say, somebody shout. 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 Get something in your head. And wave it in the air. Got something. Just be something. And wave it in the air. Get something in your head. And wave it in the air. Get something in your head. And wave it in the air. Get something in your head. And wave it in the air.
Disturbing you, and I'm too undignified for you. You can relocate. Oh, you can relocate. I'm the one that understands what God did for me. This next one, while we are singing Undignified, you will carry your phone. You will switch on the lamp, the lantern, or what do you call it? The torch light. You will dance with it. Number four is Zamar. Z-A-M-A-R. I'm showing you the seven levels of praise. Zamar means using musical instruments and songs. So praise God. So guys, make it very loud. Let it be deafening. God, this open heaven. Who could have done this? Who could have brought these people? Who? So he's the one we are giving the thanks to. Number five. This level of praise is called halal. That is where hallelujah came from. Somebody shout hallelujah! Was doing my research when God laid this on my heart. Hey, when I was doing my research, hear the meaning of halal, this kind of praise, to be foolish for God. To show forth fearlessly with foolish exuberance. That's the one we want to do now, halal. Two more and we are done.
Excuse me. Hey! Somebody get foolish. You done. Like I know. I know.
don't mind us. Oh, it's not our fault. God rewrote our history. He brought me from the mighty long way. He raises the poor from the dust and the beggar. That's why I'm so undignified. I know you are too. I thank God for you. But please let me praise him the way I'm doing. Number 6, level of praise. You want to win with God. We're teaching you. He's called Tehillah. Literally, that is my granddaughter's name. Tehillah. They call it Tehillah or whatever. You know what it means. It means to make God enthroned and bring him very different forms of praise. Very different forms of praise. Don't say.
Forever and ever, our God, you are. That is the why. That is the why. That That is the why. That is the why. Oh why, oh why. I go pray for you.
Is called hymns. This one is addressed to God in a particular form. Ephesians 5, 19 to 22, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. It is written according to the style of music where the song originates. And it's okay to be emotional before God. So before we sing Iba,
yes.
We will sing one hymn. It may be one verse. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, or something. Or
blessed assurance. This Jesus is mine alone, mine alone. Oh, what a fountain of glory divine. Yes, of salvation. Lord, generous and the lifted up side. This is my, this is my praise and my. My vocabularies, they always fail me. Permit me to cry out. Iba o. Iba o.
Iba.
Now that we're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Now that I'm done, please take the glory. For I'm satisfied just to see you glow. Please, if you know that song that God gave to Apostle Selman, can you sing it, please? That Hosanna song. Let's sing it finally. Thank you. Over the mic, you're here tonight. We're just rehearsing heaven. See how beautiful it is. Life has battered you, beaten you. You're not just disappointed, you have become disillusioned. You don't even know which way to go. I introduce to you today the man that I met that changed my life and rewrote my history. He took me from the lowest rung of the ladder. And see what he has done with my life. What a privilege for me to invite you to come and meet King Jesus. He changes destiny. He changes times and seasons. He wipes sins and makes the slate look new. When he forgives, he forgets. Or you're here tonight, you were born again before, But life battered you and then you backslid. What a privilege for you to come back to the Lord. He's passing. He's here. And he wants you to give your life to him. Or you're here tonight. You just know that things are not the way they should be. Or you want to come the confine of the remaining time that I have. This is the most important part of this service. You want to give your heart to Jesus? Come to the altar. You want to rededicate your heart? Come to the altar. I want you to run, not just clap for them as they come. You want to give your heart to Jesus? You want Jesus to straighten things in your life? This is the most important part of this service. Having worshiped the Lord, let's celebrate these people as they come to give their hearts to Jesus, to rededicate their lives. Wherever you are, come very quickly. Let the Lord hear you clap. There is joy in heaven over any sinner, what soul that gets born again. Keep coming. I want you to run. Don't fall down, be careful, but come to Jesus. Hosanna.
Make haste, come quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. You're making this noble decision. Let it be quick. Mean it from your heart. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then it says, whosoever. The blessing of salvation is for whosoever, regardless your tribe, your race, your gender, your age, whosoever believes in him should not perish, is a law, but to have life everlasting. It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let's celebrate Jesus for a great harvest tonight. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, listen to me. The noblest, the wisest decision any man can make in this side of God's kingdom is this decision you're about to make right now. And on behalf of Jesus, the head of the church, I salute you for the courage. Thank you very much for the boldness. If you're coming, join them very quickly. I'm about to lead you in this noble prayer of salvation. For those of you who are standing or kneeling or lying, regardless the position, and let me speak to someone who is connected across the globe. You're saying, Apostle, you cannot see me, but I need salvation. Whether you're connected from Europe, America, here in Nigeria, anywhere at all, as I lead these ones in prayer, join them very quickly. Say after me with your hands lifted high above your head as a sign of surrender. Say, Lord Jesus. Louder, like you're serious. Say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have heard your word. I love you with all my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I'm a child of God. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Your hands still lifted. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. based on the authority of God's word, I declare your sins forgiven. I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The grace to live the victorious life I impart upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, you go forward ever and backward never. And together as a church, we shout a loud believing amen. Amen. Now here's what I want you to do for me very quickly. Please rise, stand, all of you. Thank you. Look to my left. That will be your right, almost to the back. And there are counselors who have been trained very quickly. They will have a word of prayer and a few information they'll communicate. Please do cooperate with them. Let's honor them as they go. There are a number of you. Please be careful so you don't step on one another. Keep clapping until they leave. Let's celebrate them. Celebrate salvation. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You notice we've not done our Hosanna song. Don't you worry. There are many sessions that would get to do that song and just lift up the name of the Lord. It's a very profound prophetic song. Now, while our mommy was ministering, by the way, please let's honor for one last time our mother, Mommy Funke Felix Adejumo. My goodness. Mommy, you blew this place. May the Lord honor you. My goodness, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord.